okay? And so some background information. I thought, well, before we actually get into the meat, maybe I should give them some background if, in fact, you didn't know. But the RAC program, obviously, as I said earlier, began as a demonstration project, a pilot program, if you will, way back in 2003, which has really not been that long ago. But they were enacted to detect and correct to some improper payments, obviously, in the Medicare program. When it was completed back in 2008, it had already resulted in about $900 million in overpayments that was returned back to the Medicare Trust Fund. That is huge. So now, obviously, because that was very successful, and I even gave you the section or the statute number, rather, the 302 of the tax relief, which is the Health Care Act or the ACA of 2006, made the RAC program actually a permanent, very, very vivid in all 50 states. So, again, that started and they were finished by the end of 2010. So they are out. And then some data that I pulled from the RAC site, one of the resource links that I gave you earlier, in the first quarter of 2013, which is the year in which we're in now, the RACs, and then this is the end, this is the first quarter, so only the first 3 months of this year, they have recovered $744.8 million in overpayments. I think that is amazing. That is enormous to me. So if, you know, if think about it on a different note, that puts the program at about $3 billion in recoupments since 2009. I had a physician recently that she had gotten some recovery audit letters. And she was a solo physician. She didn't really have the time to focus in and have somebody, you know, maybe stop and take a look. And she was paying close attention to the dates on the notifications because they are very time constraints put on there for you. But she was like, I don't really have the time. I'm just going to let them take it. So she did. She let them recoup the money because, obviously, if you don't know by now, if you don't send it to them, they'll take it anyway. We're talking about the federal government here. I don't know that I necessarily agree with everything they do, but yet. So they can take it. And so I said, why would you do that? And she said, well, I just didn't have the time, this overhead, the staff, you know, I just let them take the money. But when she did that, she got a slew of these requests because she had essentially opened up the floodgates. And then she realized, ooh, maybe I do need to be looking at these a little closer. I said, yeah, because they know, wow, she's an easy target, so to say. And again, remember what I said? These people are getting stipends and bonuses for the money that they get from you. So it's in their vested interest to take that money back, especially if you're not going to say anything about it or raise your hand or flat, you know, nothing. And then making an honest mistake for about a 3-year period could be very, very monumental. That could have a huge financial impact on your practice, especially if you're a smaller practice. Now, if you're a big group, then you might not feel the pinch quite so bad. But can you imagine what that type of mistake would cost for solo or maybe a dual physician practice? Oh, my word. Okay.